Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're joined this hour by Jeff Staggs and Doc Green. You know, amazing Doc Green. I think there's a hashtag in there somewhere. I've also got Alan Crusher and Dave on the line, Dr. David Krupa. I initially wanted to just have this conversation between Doc Green and Jeff and myself, but man, I really need to stick with format because they have a lot to say. Let's open it up this way. Jeff, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Jeff, I need to understand one thing. You were the organizer. Well, you've organized a lot of events just recently, and I want to understand where this started, how this started, what made you do this, and, well, thank you for what you have done. When did you start putting on these rallies? Because I've been to two of them that you've been involved with. Not really, is rally the wrong word? Where did you come from, Jeff?
I came from just John Q. Public, and really it started when things went nuts over in France, and they started killing people professionally because of their counter view to Islam. When you can't draw a cartoon without getting shot, it got my attention. It's a
wow.
And that was the nexus of it. And then I watched the response of Americans to it, and I was disappointed. I wanted to be a bit more, I don't know, old, in your face. It was time to take a stand. Not a Starbucks type of stand, but a testosterone-based stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old-timey testosterone. Not the new one, you know, the metropolitan style.
Right.
It's time to face the evils in front of us. And as time's gone by, Steve, I begin to understand that what we see is just multiple heads of the same problem. And that's why it ends up being about restoring the rule of law. And the only way I see for us to do that is to do it as a state at this point. I think the country's gone. I hate to say that. I fought for this country. I love this country. Its principles, its rule of law, has been thrown out.
It seems they make up their own laws and prosecute the ones that they want to.
On whom they care to.
Right. They hurt a lot of people. It makes me sad. Now, what makes me happy is to know that there are people like you out there that are trying to affect change. Why rallies? You go Charlie Hebdo and you see that and you go, man, really? Okay. And then how did you start to try to bring, you must have gone talking to people and saying, you know, that's wrong. But when did you try to start bringing people together?
Well, it started on Facebook, just a rant that kind of gathered some steam and gathered some folks together that were like-minded. And rallies is, right now, the means by which the First Amendment allows us to express our view of the world. It's the intention is to apply political pressure on those that we hire to be our politicians to begin to wake up themselves. I'm not necessarily a rally kind of guy, but I do want this thing stopped, and if at all possible, I'd like us to reverse our course, turn around, stand up and do the right thing to the politicians that we've hired. Because if we don't do it that way, the only other way is by force.
And you do a pretty good job of putting on the rallies. I've been to two of the different ones, and, you know, we could all dream for huge turnouts, but I did see a good quality of folks. And my big question from last hour is we have 57 days left till the selection process ends and we get Hillary. And that just scares me. It scares me a lot, Jeff.
Yep. I couldn't agree further. I don't know how people think we can continue the same course, much less accelerate the continued course, the existing course, and not collide with some serious realities on any level you want to look at it, on any front that you want to look at it, with the countries. The agitation of the other states, the other countries in this world, against us is becoming blatant. China, Iran, North Korea. Folks, these folks no longer have any genuine fear or concern for our liberties and truth and freedom. They're taking a serious angle at us on several fronts. And Islam is just another one, as well as all these moral decays that we've witnessed over the past, it's accelerated so greatly in the past 8 years. It's been longer than that. I'm not going to blame it all on Barack, but it certainly, he's been an accelerant to the fall and demise of the rule of law and moral fiber of his country.
A lot of people say that that was intentional, Jeff, right? The moral decay and the changes that they've injected in society that's been written about a lot. But I don't want to go down that rabbit trail. I want to jump to Doc Green real quick. Hey, Doc, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's good to be in the basket with all the rest of the deplorables today.
Well, thank you for joining us. Hey, let me ask you this question. So you used to do music radio, DJ type stuff. Is that correct?
Well, I used to do, it was information and entertainment. And the difference was back in the day, I talked a lot about what my other day job is, which is designing and installing home theater systems. I'm one of the few certified home theater designers. And I did that for years on multiple different radio stations here in Houston. Just pretty much all of Houston stations. And that was what got me started, was just doing that informational type radio. And then when they created Raging Elephants Radio, of course, the CEO of that had heard me on News 92 FM, and which was here in Houston at the time. And asked me to be a part of Raging Elephants Radio, which celebrates its third anniversary. Actually, the 9th was the third anniversary, so we just celebrated the third anniversary on Friday. So, and that was the first time I actually did a complete show on current, you know, events and politics.
And, now, you're a performer by nature, right? You're a musician and whatnot. So, you know, kind of these events, I want to see where little events, not little, but where they came into play in your timeline, right? Because you never put on events for home theaters, and then all of a sudden you jumped into, Raging Elephant Radio and covering the collapse of the United States of America and, you know, Texas. But where did you get involved with putting on events and trying to actually shift people's understanding?
Well, of course, when I came on with Raging Elephants Radio, the entire mission of Raging Elephants Radio is to bring attention, particularly to the people of Texas, to the fact that the United States has now entered a phase where I honestly believe it cannot be saved. I think there's no way to save the Union, to save the Republic. And so what I wanted to try to do was save the last great place, which is Texas. And so I decided, at least for me, and I think Jeff kind of got to the same point, we've got to find out how many like-minded individuals there are and find out how many people are willing to show up at an event to demonstrate their commitment to the idea of Texas independence. And so I did my first event 2 years ago called a Freedom Friday at the Capitol, And, you know, we had about 250 people show up for that. I am a performer. That's how I used to make my living. I used to have a band, and we toured the United States. At one point in time, we toured for 56 weeks straight and with no time off. But we toured the United States, and I loved to play. So I decided that another thing we could add, which I thought would bring more people, was a musical component. And so we do that, too. Now, I'd have been happy to have got, somebody like Lady Antebellum to come and play for this event, but when I found out she wanted $500,000, we decided that was not in the coffers. So we looked at, like, maybe somebody like the Josh Abbott Band, a great Texas band, to get them to come to the event. And they'd be willing to do it for a mere $7,000 as long as we provided a concert-quality PA system. So we ended up with my band because my band's the only one that we could afford. And so that's how we do it. The way we do that is I play for free, and you know, and I provide the PA system and the generator, and we collected enough money to pay the other band members. So that's how we do it.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot involved to putting an event on, and I guess we have a lot to talk about, but there's a lot of funding that needs to be addressed, and there's promotional things that need to be dealt with on events. And I loved the music component that happened at the September 3rd rally. That was incredible. We had Nate Smith playing, you know, acoustic. We had the Doc Green Band, and that was amazing. And then we had a whole line of great speakers. But, you know, one of the things, and Jeff, this is to you, I guess, one of the things that I noticed is people would talk and communicate with each other during the music break, and they felt, that they shouldn't be communicating with each other while the speakers were talking. Now, I saw the whole crowd as great places to have conversations, and the speakers, man, it's like, what can I do? Talk to these guys or do that? So I asked you, you know, maybe next time we should have a barbecue or something like that. I still think it's a good idea, but we have 57 days till Hillary becomes, well, the president. And is it even worthwhile to try something like that? Maybe I'm feeling a little bit down, Jeff.
Well, brother, I understand feeling a bit down. It's tough to be the one man on the hill. And, you know, there was up to maybe 200 people that came. And even so, that's a light. It's not even a light turnout. Light is an over-exaggeration. But what may have happened at that rally was the people that normally have not communicated between them, they have begun a conversation between them. You know, we had lawyers. We had people that have an awful lot of stake in the game, so to speak. They've been working on this for quite some time, and they've been going about it in very intelligent, legal ways. And they've been going about it in their own ways, and each of them are right. And maybe they discovered that there, that each of them are right, and they can work together. Like the president of the Republic of Texas, John Jarnicki, said, we've got to come together. We've got to pull together to increase our effectiveness. And I can't say exactly those words, but it came from John. He's a very humble, kind, generous man. And he said those things, and I think I heard folks talking about they could begin to work together. I just, like I said, to close the meeting out, I just wanted that table seated. I don't need a seat at the table. There are brilliant minds who can help lead this. I just wanted to seat the table. I wanted everyone to sit down and start talking about what we can do, because you're right. We are days away at this point.
I think what you're saying is exactly what, well, my goal at least. Let me bounce to Doc. 57 days, Doc Green. What do you think? Just do a hunker down? Tuck in
the hole? You know, we're going to have to decide what we're going to do, and if we're going to try to do another event before the election, I don't know. And by the way, that outstanding list of speakers was entirely Jeff Stagg's doing. And he should be commended for it, because there hasn't been an event in Austin that I know of that had a list of speakers like that one. But that said, I actually think Donald Trump's going to pull this out. CNN's now showing him up over Hillary. CNN is showing him up over Hillary. And I think, based on other surveys of social media, Donald Trump is clearly winning. And I think the basket of deplorables is now growing. So I think we got a real shot at winning this. I'm not completely pessimistic on that, but I don't want to take our eyes off the ball. I want to see Donald Trump elected. I'm going to do everything I can to see him elected. But Texas independence is where our mind has to be, and we've got to be totally focused on that goal. I just want Donald Trump elected to give us a couple more years and maybe even have a little economic growth while we're trying to get to Texas independence. So
I'm
not going to hunker down. I'm going to fight all the way. I'm going kicking and screaming. And if the fish is already in and we lose, well, I'm still going kicking and screaming.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, let me bounce over to Alan. What you got, man?
I was going to let you handle this. It's local. Sometimes I wish Texas was a little bit smaller than what it is. It might be a little easier to draw people in because, you know, you're on one side of the state and you've got to drive to Austin in the middle of it. You know, it's still a pretty good clip. You know, that's a good half day's drive for most people at least. So, once it gets beyond your local sphere of influence, it's hard to keep control of.
I don't know. Okay, here's the deal. So, if you do another event, what kind of event would it be? How many days, Jeff, this is to you then, how many days did you plan the Austin event? Were you the one that initially came up with the inception of that, or was it you and Doc Green?
I think the idea came up between us together on one of his shows or something. The first question
it was all Jeff. I just jumped in to support you, man. I mean, you know, I appreciate that when someone decides to take the lead. I mean, you looked around, you didn't see a leader, so you said, okay, it's me. I'm going to do it. And when I see somebody doing that, I want to jump in there and do as much as I can to support that event. You've proven to me that you are serious about what you're doing, and you deserve the support of the rest of us in Texas.
I think that's... I'm humbled by the greatness of the people that feel the same way. It stands for what it is for the time it needs to be there. Let me just say this about the next event. I put up something on Facebook, and it's going to be a reaction to the November 8th election. If she steals the election, and I mean steals it the old-fashioned Democratic way that they do, if she steals the election, I think it's time for us to have a reaction. So I put up an event on November the 12th at the Capitol. You can go to the north side of the Capitol without getting any permission from anyone, any time you want. You just have to obey the rules of federal property. So all we have to do is, I think it's time for us to plan a reactionary meeting if she's elected. I hope that she's not, but if she is, we have to hasten our plans for independence dramatically. It'd be great to have some time and some economic help through Donald Trump to continue to work toward Texas independence. But if she doesn't, if it doesn't happen, we have to react, and we have to get our politicians in Texas to acknowledge the truth that it's time to bring this issue to the floor and vote it. It's time for Texas to exit if she's elected, in my opinion. So we put up what we call a flash mob if Hillary's elected. And I haven't promoted it a great deal because I don't know how to feel about a lot of things, but we're not going to try to make it an entertaining thing. It's actually time for people to do something, and that means that physical demonstration of enough people on the front door lawn, on the front door entrance of that Capitol, and letting those people inside that building, even though they're not in session. I understand that, but if we can put 10,000 people on the Capitol for a vote for secession, we might have an impact. Might. But 200 ain't going to cut it. 300's not going to cut it. And I don't know how to, through the blessing of people like you and through other radio stations and other networks and other things, we try our best to get them voted. And right now it seems like apathy and fear are a wet blanket over everyone. The disbelief that it really is going to affect them.
Hey, Sam, we're getting a little bit of... little bit of problems with Jeff's cell phone feed, or at least I'm hearing it. If you're hearing it, maybe you can reconnect with Jeff, and let's see if we can improve that. And hang on, folks. That's the music. We got a short segment coming up. We're talking about, Texas independence, and, I guess right now, November 12th. We'll be right back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And I was getting control of the ship. CFR comes in and tells me that republicoftexas.chattango.com is out there, and it's a chat room. You can go there and, well, chat with the show chat. We were talking with Jeff Staggs on the, you know, the last little bit, and we were talking about, I guess we were getting to the point of November the 12th. It's a non-event thing, right? Or at least the thought of it is. And I think it's interesting. Doc Green, what do you think?
Well, I couldn't catch all of that because you did mention we were having a bad connection with Jeff Staggs. I hope we've improved that. But so I gathered there is an event. I heard something about north side of the Capitol, but that's all I got so far.
Okay. Well, Jeff, let me reiterate what I thought you said. November 12th okay. is a non-event. It's just be there. Right? There's no permits, no anything, because we have the right to go there. And what you're trying to do is what they call a flash mob of just be there, right? There's no setup, no nothing, right? Is that what I'm getting?
That was the idea. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, much better.
Okay. So it's something we set up on Facebook. It's a, if she's elected, we have to speed up, accelerate this call for Texas independence. Candidly, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to come out, but it seems like some reaction to her stealing the election is appropriate. And that's the best idea I came up with. I haven't started a list of speakers. We certainly could do something simple like that, but the idea is to actually have people show up that recognize the truth that with her, if she's elected, puts us in a totally different spot as a state, as a country, and as freedom-loving, constitution-loving patriots.
Mm. Well, of course, my experience with the Capitol, yes, you can show up there any time with no permit. If you want to have amplified sound, you have to have a permit.
Huh. So,
well,
go ahead, Jeff.
I think you can use a bullhorn or something like that on the north side anytime, Doc. I'll verify with Robert Davis, the guy in the north end, I forgot what they call it, but he's in charge of the Capitol grounds.
The Capitol Preservation Board.
Yeah, Preservation Board, that's it. So I'll check with him to see, but I know on the north side it's first come, first serve. Whoever wants to go can go. And I didn't have to have a permit the last time you and I used the north side with amplified sound.
Yeah, and of course that was the first event that we did together, and so I didn't realize that was a non-permitted event either, but yeah, we did show up, we did use amplified sound for that, and apparently didn't have any real problems, other than the fact that there was only about 75 people showed up for that event. And which was sad, because you brought in a speaker from two states away, and Texans couldn't manage to drive 50, 75 miles. That kind of irritated me.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, what kind of, man, how much have you invested in this besides time? I mean, your time must be enormous, the amount of time you put into it. And money, are you paying people? Are you helping with travel expenses, getting donations for that? How are you doing this?
We've been getting donations in the past. The problem with getting donations, there's several fronts on that. Number one, there's a very limited few that will donate. They come out of a pool of a very limited number of people who can donate. And as soon as you do
donations... Obamanomics.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do open yourself up to asking for donations, here comes the people who want to say you're doing it for money.
Right.
So as much as possible, we have tried to make this a free, gut-based event in every case. Because as soon as you start doing it, people start thinking, well, you're just trying to do it for money, or you're paying people, or whatever it may be. And I've tried to avoid that. The people that came to the September 3rd, no one was paid. Literally, we had significant public speakers there that are worthy of a great deal of pay. But they were there out of their heart and out of their own wallet. Each of them paid to come on their own expense.
Hey, that's the music. Long segment coming up. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. Long segment. Hey, Dr. Krupa, are you still there?
I think so.
Let me throw this one to you. Okay, so we're talking about November 12th, right? Now, Jeff's sitting there going, that's a great date for everybody to be there. And one of the reasons is, well, if Hillary gets elected, it becomes a really big time that we could actually reach out to people that don't understand anything about Texas independence and whatnot. And that's good. But also, what happens if we plan an event that's against Hillary, not really against Hillary, against that kind of rule, and leaving, you know, the United States of America? What happens if Donald Trump gets into office? Are people going to go back to sleep and just, you know, walk away and say he's going to fix it all? What are your thoughts?
I think if Donald Trump gets in, and I see that as impossible, but I sure hope I'm wrong, but I think if he gets in, people are going to take a wait-and-see attitude. One of the big problems that nobody talks about today is over in Brexit, the same people that ushered in a London mayor who is not from Great Britain are still in charge. And even if Texas voted to leave, the same people that we're not real crazy about in some ways are going to still be in charge. So I think people will watch Donald Trump and see if he does what he promised and if the country in general gets better. I don't think that's going to ever stop people from wanting Texas to be independent, which will be a better thing anyway.
Doc Green, what are your thoughts about November 12th, the prospects for the Donald Trump event if he gets elected versus the Hillary Clinton thing? Where's your head?
If Hillary Clinton were to be installed, assuming she lives that long, I mean, she's obviously in very poor health and she can't remember her name at least half the time. Going all the way back to Watergate, she's always had memory problems. Whatever it was, I can't remember the name of the scandal in Arkansas now, but going all the way back to Watergate, she had memory problems. So if Hillary is elected, that immediately kicks off a time clock. If Donald Trump gets elected, then I think that has to be used as the impetus to once again express to everybody, we got 2 years to get this done. And, of course, what Doc Krupa just mentioned, yeah, the same jokers are still going to be in charge. But at that point in time, we've got to work to get our new government ready to go so that when Texas independence is officially declared, we can install the new government of right-minded people, liberty-minded people.
Alan, what do you think?
Along with what old Doc Krupa said there, the same people... The ones we all know, if we've done any study at all, that the meat puppets up front change. The real power is behind the scenes, and that is going to take a whole lot more digging to get to than just scratching around on the surface. Unfortunately, I hate to I sound pessimistic, but I've gone out and done a lot of research, done a lot of listening, done a lot of my own evaluating. I think I've got a lot better idea of what reality in the world around us is than a lot of people that we come in contact with. And if it sounds pessimistic, so be it, but it's reality. It's a better shot at reality than what we're given. And
that would be kind of like my argument for this event on the 12th. If successful, a lot of people will be transitioning in their view of reality after 57 days on the 7th. They're gonna need something to grab onto, and Texas independence should be there, right? A bunch of people should be there for these folks as they, walk into the storm, because the storm would be coming if we get Hillary. Trump? I don't know. I what would you see, Jeff, if Trump was elected for the rally on November 12th? Or even if we call it, we don't need to call it a rally. It's just words. Jeff, on the 12th, if Trump gets elected, what would you see?
I wouldn't see it.
He kind of cut out. Man, we're losing Jeff. He's going in and out on us. But I don't know. Okay, he's going to call
Jeff
him back.
Jeff is more reliable than that.
He seems to be a pretty heavy lifter there, Doc. I think he said that it wouldn't happen. It's only an event it's a conditional event. That's only a response event. Are you positive towards this idea, Doc Green?
Well, I think we've got to continue to have rallies and try to get people involved, engage the mood of the people. I mean, my thought has always been that if we could get 10,000 people together at an event, and then if we could do it again a second time, we would then be in a position to, at the very least, get the attention of the plutocracy in Austin and get them to pay attention to us. And at the very most, we'd be in a position to simply declare our own independence and move forward from there.
Well, I see this as a potential, what Jeff has outlined, to actually achieve that goal that you're thinking about. Because if this happens, especially a conditional event, it only takes place on the condition that the Hillary gets appointed, right? And yeah. If not, it's nothing, right? Is that what I heard from him?
I'm here. I can answer that. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go for it. Answer that for me.
I don't see I'm hoping that what we started on September 3rd kicks into gear and let those people take the lead, and there would not be a need for a flash rally. You were dead on, Steve, when you said the idea is that if she's elected, it may change people's mental paradigm, and there has to be something there for them to grab onto. And that's what I was trying to set this up as, a shock, oh my God, what's next now? And maybe the idea of Texas independence might be something that more people will begin to entertain that day if she's elected. If she's not elected, let's let the work that we've started with the people that are have dedicated organizations to this begin to take the lead in what we do next for Texas independence. But I've never counted myself as an attorney to stand with them in line with those folks. I just wanted to make sure they all got together.
You know, I'm not too sure about how that would work out. You know, the people that are involved in the last September 3rd rally, I'm kind of thinking we're still cat rustlers, Jeff. I still think we have to kind of, you know, pull them all together.
Phone calls, it's simple phone calls at this point. Are you guys talking? What's the next move? What's a coordinated effort between the four of you, five of you, that were there with these large organizations? To talk about what we could do to coordinate another umbrella event. And that's what we need to kind of begin to work toward, as umbrella-based events, that each of their organizations can bring their own group with them and let them begin to co-mingle. Some of these groups have got over 250,000 people on their Facebook page. You would think we could get 3% of those folks to show up.
We know we'd have them pretty pissed off if Hillary gets appointed. You know,
that's a fact.
It's so we have a potential, but what we need to do is, and what I say me is, if we actually decide that we're going to push forward for this kind of thing, we need to be ready for it to happen and also understand that it may not happen, commit our resources to going, and know that, well, if Trump comes in, it's not such a good plan in that contingency. Is that your thought, Jeff?
That's my thoughts. And, you know, one of the things that you brought up at the last meeting was maybe it doesn't need to be at the Capitol. And that has some merit. And I have some friends in the area of Austin that have some acreage, gun range and that type of thing on that acreage that we could set up as a contingency plan. But I'm open for suggestions and ideas as to what and when and how and where. I just wonder if it has to be entertaining for people that actually stand up.
You know, that's a great point, and I'm sorry to talk over you. But
go ahead.
Man, don't they have enough entertainment in their lives? If we have to bring entertainment and spoon feed them, that kind of sucks. What I like about your thought here is you're harnessing the energy of the world around you and showing them a point that they can make a difference, or it's a thought that they can get around, instead of just more loss of liberty and freedom. That's my thought. Doc Green, bring me in. What's going on? What do you think?
Well, you know, Juvenile had it right back there in, what, 68 A.D. when he said bread and circuses. You know, as long as there's plenty of bread and circuses, then the population can be mollified. I am afraid that we have deteriorated as a society into a group of people that even the best among us don't want to do anything that's hard. And so, you know, if it's not fun, they're not going to do it at all. And I don't know, maybe I have become Don Quixote and I'm tilting at windmills. I don't know. I don't know, but I would like to try to say something. I owe it to my grandchildren that they can at least say that Grandpa went down fighting, or they could say we have what we have today because Grandpa and his friends never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, well, I'll throw a name out there, Woody Guthrie. Right. Woody Guthrie is an activist. He was an activist, and he neglected his family to try to save the world around him. And at least that's the way I perceive him. And I try to fight a balance in there to deal with the home front, the people around me, as well as trying to change the world itself or show people a different world. I am very positive about the potential for a November 12th thing, right? And how we'd actually put it together so it could be successful would take some, you know, doing on the back end, like Jeff says, phone calls. And it, again, I like to give a little bit of time to sink in and let my brain tick around it. I don't know. What do you think, Woody Guthrie? I mean, Doc Green.
Well, the non-event idea, it takes a lot of muscle to make a, quote, non-event an event. And, you know, I learned something from every event we do. And one of the things that I've learned from this last event is we do have to have ground troops. And we've got to try to come up with some money to print up, some nice posters and things like that and get them put out. We've got to have that full court press. And Steve O'Brien, I mean, you were very instrumental this last event. You helped me a lot. You got me on several different radio stations that reached different audiences. All of that is so important, and I just feel like we need to double down on that. And Jeff Staggs has certainly got a great way of reaching out to speakers and helping them to see the vision that we have. Ray Herrera, by the way, for those people that missed the Ray Herrera speech, man, that guy was awesome. He got me fired up at the third event.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alan. Tell me about the Ray Herrera speech.
I made reference to him last week on our show, and I made sure, because I did not want him down my back, I made sure to say that he was a man of Mexican descent who was an American. He made that very clear. I called in a doc show the other day, and when he had Mr. Herrera on. I let him know that, I bravo. Those people that say you went too far, I don't know where they're coming from. You know, and in today's world, unfortunately, you think I was making a joke earlier, but if we would have, as a speaker, if we would have had a transgender Amazonian pygmy up there, we would have had 10,000 people on the Capitol grounds.
Oh!
That's a fact.
Yep, but we can do the same. We can do different, right? But we should do it better, like you say, Doc Green. We need to be prepared to, well, first have the artwork for the event be done beforehand and get ready for the printing presses. You've got a few days to rally the troops and get the thing publicized and out there. Usually, an event cycle is really, it can take months. You know, Doc Green, you had a commercial that you put together on YouTube, the YouTube clip for the rally on the 3rd, and that was running for about a month on Raging Elephant Radio. Is that correct? Did that have any impact? I know I enjoyed it, and I shared it. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the good part about it, it has some impact. You know, most of the time I go to these events, Steve, and it's like old home week. I see all of my friends there. You know, guys like you, people that are from other cities that I only meet at these events. And usually when I go to an event, I know probably 75-80% of the people that are there. This event, there were a lot of people there that I had never met before. That was encouraging to me. So apparently something worked and we got them out. But then on the other hand, you know, we should have had 127,000 people at this event and we had about 150.
Agreed. And that's one of the things that, well, Jeff was... this new strategy on the 12th would allow for a lot of people that are pissed off if we can get the rubber to the road in a short time period. I mean, that would take a lot of pre-planning. We'd have to go into the graphics and get the graphics done. We'd have to line up speakers for the event and let them know that it's conditional and that this may happen and you need to be okay with May. Get the press releases ready to go, get our communications vectors, you know, get our blitz through alternate media, get people to buy on to that. So there could be a lot of work to do in 57 days if we decide that this thing really needs to be pushed. And I think that Jeff's already pushing this, so it's already there, right? It's just a question of how it gets done. Is that the way you see it, Jeff?
Yeah, I do, and I just
I don't have all the answers this time, guys. I don't know. I mean, I can reach back out to the people that came to our last meeting. We can maybe shorten the list of people that we asked to speak. But we really got to get several organizations highly engaged in this next event, not just on a surface level. We have got to find a way to penetrate some of these organizations to get their people to show up to a rally, a reactionary rally to the election being stolen by the Democrats, if that happens. And we've got to get their buy-in at a high level, not a cursory level, not a, okay, we'll show up level, but a we're in and we've got to make it work level. We need partners, and they got to come from these organizations of that have been working so hard for this. You know, the Texas Independence Movement has got three or four major players in Texas, and they have to buy in. We trying to sell this to them has got to become completely secondary. They've got to begin to take the lead and bring their people that sign their paperwork and bring their people so that the cameras see a mass of people saying, let's change things in Texas.
The music is here, folks. Short segment coming up. We'll wrap it up. Republic Broadcasting.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
people love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Okay, we're back. Short segment. We're talking about November 12th or post-Hillary. Okay, Trump might get it. But we're talking about an event here in Austin, and whether we can get around that or get the rubber to the road, there's a lot of details that would need to be worked out. We have 57 days to do it, Jeff. We've got about 4 minutes left in the show. How do you think we'd start this?
I'm going to reach out to the folks that supported the September 3rd rally and see if we can't get the major organizations to buy in and use this opportunity of a possible mind shift in Texas minds to capitalize on Texas independence. If we can get their buy-in, they can help spread the word.
Go ahead. Oh, you do.
These people reach close to 500,000 people minimum, and they're the kindling to the fire. We've got to get their buy-in. Period.
Some of that when hey, this to you, Doc Green. I like the idea of stage and music and so forth, but wouldn't it be nice if we could just go out there and throw up a stage and play music, and we could have, let's say, the Texas Nationals have their own little thingy jig off to the side, and they could talk to people, and people can come and visit them while music plays all day long, right, or throughout the day, and we could change that up so we'd have little, you know, I could set up a little tent thingy for, you know, Republic of Texas Radio, and I could sit there and go walk around. What would you think about a format like that, Doc Green?
Well, I kind of love the idea. It's just, you know, to get all that together takes a huge effort, and quite frankly, me and Jeff can't do it by ourselves. And it just takes a lot to do it. I mean, the Texas Nationalist Movement would appear to be the big dog here because if you look at their Facebook page, they've got more likes than the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So, no. You know, if they could get 10% of their 245,000 or whatever likes out there, you got a pretty good little crowd of people.
Oh, I understand.
That didn't happen last time, though, and I don't know how do you get the Texas Nationalists, FreedomTexas.org, and Republic of Texas. Those three groups alone, if they could just get their membership out, it would be huge.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, and it's not a lot of work. There's a lot of components in the work, but when we let the Republic of Texas, the Freedom Texas, and the Texas Nationals, if they get buy-in, they can muster their troops, set up their own plans for that day, have their own venue to speak to the people. We don't have to limit it to just those individuals. We can reach out to all the Austin-based groups and say, come over, set up, have an event. We have music going to be playing all day long. Meet the people. We're all pissed off that this encroachment of our freedoms has happened. Let's come together and find a path. Let them worry about their own little corners of the universe. We focus on, well, the basics. Publicity, you know, press releases. You'd be focused on, well, the music thing, right? Does the Doc Green band play? Do we find other people to play? Can we do a, you know, a multiple stage, multiple group thing? That's kind of hard. But yes, it shouldn't be the responsibility of just Jeff and Doc Green. We've got to find a better way. Okay. That's the music. So, all you guys, thank you for listening. Doc Green, Jeff, I'll give you a call later on this week, and maybe we'll touch bases on this and brainstorm. And, hey, I love you guys out there. Have a good day. September 11th, 2016.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.